Welcome, friend, to the next episode of IQ Test. Always a pleasure to have you. Now, what I'm about to describe is something that is a bit tough for people to grasp. Even though everybody experiences what I'm about to share, there's something about the mechanics of the language that make it difficult to fully accept. And there might be other conditions, variables at play that force you to disagree with what I might say. And because of that, people don't gravitate. Not many people will get the most out of this lesson. However, I know that if you're listening to my show, you are above average. You are smart, you are high IQ, and you will recognize how much responsibility you have for your life. You're probably coming from my take charge world, where you understand everything is under your control if you decide it to be. And this goes into the principle of why that is so. Now, we'll begin with, how about I just say it? Everything you experience is a choice. We live in a world where society would have you believe that there are certain things that happen and you just can't control it. You just can't change it. It is forever how things will always be. Which in and of itself is bullshit. And the reason I say that is because of the principle that you get to choose what is real and what is not real. And the reason I get resistance from that is people think, oh, no, I can't change it because this is the paradigm. Society said this, society said that. I'm poor, and being in poverty means that my cognitive abilities are different, and this and that, the other. I'm depressed because my brain chemistry is altered, so there's nothing I can do. So whatever the topic, you name it, people will make this idea as if they are afflicted in a way that they cannot change. Which is funny because their words betray them. In order to prove that they have no control, they have to describe the thing that is taking their control in great detail. In order for someone to prove to you that they are depressed, they have to tell you how depression works. So imagine that. Imagine that you have a car. You know how it works. You can tell me how the engine works. You can tell me how fuel gets into the system. You can tell me how it accelerates from ignition to wherever you want to go. You can tell me all of this. And one day the car is not working. And you say, oh, that's just how it is. The car doesn't work. There's nothing I can do. Well, if you know how the system works, at the very least, you can reverse engineer it, which is what mechanics do. They take a concept that they know, and even though it isn't working in the ideal setting, they bring it back to its former glory. So I laugh when people come to me and tell me that depression is real, there's nothing that they can do about it, they're just hopeless cases. I give them solutions left and right, and they defend their ideas without recognizing that if you know how it works, you can change the circumstance. So everything is a choice. I choose, you choose. Every instance of the day, we are always making choices. And that affects our reality. To the point where even if something isn't true, if you choose it to be true, it becomes true. If you choose that to be helpless because there's something like depression, poverty, whatever the case may be, is affecting you, then that is real. There's nothing I can say to you that will change that dynamic. However, if you're in those same circumstances, you got depression and poverty beating you up, and you choose to say, no, this is not my reality, all of a sudden, you have new opportunities that present themselves. If you choose that you're not going to be poor anymore, you say, I'm going to go and make some money. How do I make money? Now you're asking yourself questions, and the way that your mind works, neurologically, the brain hates questions. It hates unanswered questions. So by asking yourself the right questions, it will reveal to you the right answers. And that is the creative aspect of our human being. So now your choice is to be creative. Now your choice is to be a problem solver. And essentially, life is just a game of Jeopardy. You're not looking for the answers. You're looking for the right questions. Now, I bring this up because I want you to know that everything is a choice, and if you choose the right things, you get better outcomes. That's the IQ test for the day. You get to see things that other people don't, and because of that, you get to seize opportunities other people don't. And then you get to go to the finish line and say, look at that. If I thought any differently, I would not be where I am. But because I chose to be bigger than my circumstances, I was pleasantly rewarded along the way. And then you reflect on the journey that got you to that first finish line. You realize, I like this. I'm going to keep going. And not only that, your life becomes an example to others that they can do the same. And that's all changing the world is. It's first choosing to change your world. To me, it seems obvious. And as I say it, I think this might be the best way that I've ever illustrated this point. I think I'm going to dive deeper into it in other topics and other lessons, and we'll see how it goes. But thank you for tuning in. It's another episode of IQ Test. You know where to find me, KnoxUniversity.com. Thank you for your time. Be well, friend. Make the most of your life. Choose the best, because the best is so much more rewarding.